Meditation on the five elements. So find a position that you can stay in for a while. Maybe move a bit to the left and right until you found your central spot. And most important thing is that your spine is straight. Make it long, as if somebody is pulling up your spine. So the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. Make your shoulders broad, wide, as if you have wings. And see how you hold your legs, if they're in cross position, or if you're sitting on a chair, it's good to have your feet right under your knees, also for the energy to flow. You could hold your hands on your knees. You could also sit in meditation mudra with your right hand on your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. And if you sit like this, make sure there's always a little bit of space between your arms and your body. You can keep your eyes open, but then fixate your view on one spot or close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe in deeply through your nose. Breathe in. Breathe out. And with this, you really arrive in this room. Breathe in. Breathe out. And with the second breath, out breaths, you arrive in your body. Become aware of your body. How does your body feel at this moment? Breathe in again deeply. Breathe in. Breathe out. And with this third breath, you really arrive in the now, in this present moment. You don't have to be anywhere else, you don't have to think of anything else. Just be here with yourself, with your body, with your mind. Just person sitting on a cushion or a chair. Relax your muscles. Muscles in your belly, your legs, your shoulders and neck. Feel the liveliness in your body, all these particles of energy. They're activated by the breath, by your heart beating, making you feel alive, vivid. Focus on your heart, the beating of your heart. Feel the warmth in your heart. And you put your attention there. So when aware of the beating of your heart, also be aware that we were so fortunate to have woken up this morning. This bright sunny day. And that we do not have the guarantee that we will wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow is uncertain. So let's make the most out of this beautiful day. Let's put it into an intention, a motivation. What is your intention for this day? And how would you like to interact with others and with yourself? What is your motivation? As a motivation for this meditation, I'm sitting down in meditation to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. And from the warmth in your heart, you slowly move upwards to your face and become aware of the five senses. Your mouth and the energy in it for taste. Energy in your ears, subtle sensations in your ears. And the sound. Nose, breathing in, but also smell, precious eyes, to see, and skin, clothes you wear, touch, as everything that we perceive in life comes through us to these five senses. Think of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that inspire us on our path, all the teachings of the Buddhas, Lamas and other teachers in the Buddhist philosophy, and we can take refuge. By taking refuge, we arouse bodhicitta, the desire to achieve enlightenment, not only for ourselves, but for all sentient beings. Sangye charang soki chok nam la Jangchu badu dagni kyap su chi Dagi jin sogi pesunam ki Trola pensir sangye drupa sho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. We think of five Buddhas and their families and their connected elements and colors that also exist within us and that are connected to the chakras. So bring your attention first chakra, the crown chakra, top of your head. See if you can find its exact location. And the crown chakra is connected to the Buddha family, Dvairachana Buddha. And it is the space element of space. The element of space is expressed in a small white ball on your crown chakra. It's a sparkling, bright white light that spreads through your body and mind. And you slowly see that the small ball becomes bigger and bigger, and even bigger, until it completely surrounds your whole body, and you completely bathe in this white light. You're sitting in this round ball, making your own body like a transparent, bright light. Really try to both visualize and feel it. So you're now sitting in this element of space and connected to this element, for example, mental diseases, maybe depressions, fear of heights, claustrophobia, and so on. And if you suffer from problems like these, imagine that they get completely dissolved, they get completely purified through this bright white light of the space element. You visualize them leaving your body at the bottom, flowing into the earth. This bright white light is getting stronger and stronger the more it purifies. And it's not only the body that it purifies, but also your mental state. You're connected to the space element and the Buddha family is ignorance. So just think of how ignorance affects your mind and your life, and would think things have gone different if you were more aware at certain points in your life. If you were less ignorant. So then you visualize and feel that also all ignorance within yourself is being transformed into an all-pervasive consciousness, an all-pervasive awareness, and gets completely purified and is transformed by this beautiful bright light, white light of the space element. So when all negativities connected to the space element are purified and transformed by this white light, you visualize that this white ball around you is getting smaller and smaller again, and returning to your crown chakra, where it stays. A small sphere, small ball of white light. With your attention, go downwards to your throat chakra. Really feel your throat chakra. Because this is connected to the Padma or Lotus family and Amitabha, the red Buddha. It's the element of fire. And on your throat chakra, you visualize a small red triangle, rather a pyramid, three-dimensional, on your throat chakra. It's like this transparent, bright red light. And from your throat chakra, this bright light spreads out through your body. Feel the warmth of this light. You see that this pyramid slowly getting bigger and bigger until you completely sit in it, surrounds you. You're sitting in this pyramid of bright red light, making your body red, like a transparent red. Connected to this element of fire are differences in body temperature, sunburnings, the flu, but also problems with your throat, problems with communication, and so on. And if you suffer from these, imagine that they completely dissolve, get completely purified by this red light. Let them leave your body. Regarding your mental states, think of the emotions connected to the fire element, which are unhealthy passions. For example, attachments, greed, addictions, which of course also come in gradations. And think of how it has affected or affects your mind, your present mental state. So what are your attachments, addictions, unhealthy passions? And just visualize and feel that all these emotions connected to the fire element are being transformed from passion into compassion. All the negativities of the fire element get purified, dissolve, and leave your body, flowing into the earth. When sitting in this red pyramid of bright light, you see that the shape around you is getting smaller and smaller again. And this pyramid is going back to your throat chakra. Let it stay there. So now you have the white ball on your crown chakra and the red pyramid on your throat chakra. Then with your attention, go to your heart chakra. This is connected to the Vajra family in Dakshobhya and connected to the element of water. This is where you visualize a small blue drop, three-dimensional drop on your heart chakra. It's a beautiful bright blue light that from this drop spreads through your body. You see that slowly this drop shape is becoming bigger and bigger until it again surrounds you and you completely sit in this blue drop and your body becomes as blue, like a beautiful transparent blue of healing light, healing blue light. Connected to this element of water are the different body fluids, the kidneys, the bladder, the tongue, but also allergies, for example. And if you suffer from problems connected to one of these, imagine that they get completely purified. They dissolve by this strong blue light. Regarding the mental states, think of the emotions of anger, cool and hot anger, as well as hatred. So how strong are these emotions present in your mental state right now? Or maybe they were stronger before. Think of examples when you were angry with someone or even hated somebody. And also think of the weakened versions of anger, such as annoyances, irritations. You really feel and visualize that all these emotions are being transformed into loving kindness by this strong blue light. And then this beautiful drop shape that surrounds you is getting smaller and smaller again, going back to your heart chakra. So now we have the white ball on the crown chakra, red pyramid on the throat chakra, and the blue drop on the heart chakra. So move down further to your navel chakra. This is connected to the Ratna family and the Ratnasambhava, and the earth element. The earth element expresses itself in a small yellow square, yellow cube, three-dimensional, on your navel chakra. And from this chakra, this bright yellow light spreads out through your body. Color of the sun, warm, golden, yellow light. And then you visualize that this beautiful cube of yellow light is becoming bigger and bigger till you completely sit in it, until it surrounds you. You're sitting in a bright yellow cube, and of course also your body comes this transparent, bright yellow light. Connected to this earth element are diseases that have to do with the digestive system, intestines, but also uncertainty, doubt, dizziness, and so on. And if you suffer from these kind of problems, feel and visualize that they dissolve by this yellow light. Let them flow into the earth. Regarding the mental state, this earth element is connected to pride and the ego. Just think of how strong this is present in your life, or was present in your life. When do you feel better and bigger than others? When can you be arrogant or egotistic? And then visualize and feel that all these emotions connected to pride, arrogance, are being transformed into equanimity. All negativities of the earth element dissolve, get purified, and are transformed through this bright, sunny, yellow light. Next, you visualize that this cube that you're sitting in is becoming smaller and smaller again, and returning to your navel chakra. So now you have the white ball in your crown chakra, red pyramid on your throat chakra, blue drop on your heart chakra, and a yellow cube on your navel chakra. Move down below to the base chakra, about four fingers below the belly button. And connected to the base chakra is the element of air, connected to the Karma family and Amoghas city. And on your base chakra, you visualize a small green ball on your base chakra. And from this chakra, this bright green light spreads out through your body. And you see that this small ball, green ball, slowly becomes bigger and bigger until you completely sit in it, bathe in this ball. Surround your whole body. You're bathing in this green light, sparkling, bright green light, making your body look transparent, green light. Connected to this element of air are all diseases that have to do with the lungs, the breathing, ears, concentration, and so on. And if you suffer from problems like this, really feel that they get purified, that they dissolve through this green light. And let all these problems flow into the earth below you. Regarding the mental states, emotions of jealousy and envy are connected to this element of air. And just think of how it affects your thoughts, or has affected your thoughts in your life. Think of examples in your life that you were or are jealous. You envied somebody, but you wanted something that wasn't yours. And then you feel that all these emotions connected to jealousy, envy, are being transformed into generosity. All the negativities of the air element dissolve, get purified, and are transformed through this green light. This beautiful green ball that you sit in is getting smaller and smaller, going back to your base chakra. So try to keep each element strongly at its place. The white ball on your crown chakra, red pyramid on your throat chakra, blue drop on your heart chakra, yellow cube on your navel chakra, and a green ball on your base chakra. And now from their particular chakras, all five elements spread out their colors, white, red, blue, yellow and green. They flow into all directions. Together they form like a rainbow light. And this rainbow light not only fills your body and mind, but also reaches out to all other sentient beings and purify them, then for a few minutes we recite a mantra of the five Buddha families, which is formed by the seed syllable of each of the five Buddhas. Om Hum Tram Ri Ah. So recite the mantra while visualizing that from your chakras all these lights spread out, not only purifying yourself but also all other beings. When you recite the mantra, Om Hum Tram Ri Ah. 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 So take the mantra inside. Keep on reciting it while you focus on this rainbow light from your body spreading out in all directions, touching all sentient beings. Om Hum Tram Ri Om Hum Tram Ri Ah. Om Hum Tram Ri Ah. Om Hum Tram Ri Ah. Feel how your body and mind form a unity. How all the elements in your body and mind are completely in balance. Keep these elements on and colors on their particular chakras with you all day. End with a dedication. We dedicate the merit that we generated through this meditation. So now you do a personal dedication, and then I'll end with a dedication prayer. Kevadi nyuruda glamma sangye drukunye drova chikung malupa kyoki sala gupar sho. Jam chipsam chogrim poche, ma ke panam ge gyujik, ke panyam pa mepa jang, gung ne gung du pel bar sho. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may I quickly attain the enlightened state of the Buddhas and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen rise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. Oh. Just take your time to come out of the meditation, maybe by slowly moving your body a little, stretching out your arms, stretching your neck, and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes again.